It's time for one of those talks. We have a conversation while I'm in the fifth dimension. Peace, God. What's going on? The motherfucking Nerd Rap Podcast. You know what I mean? You know, we live in this motherfucker. You feel me? I ain't talking about shit for real. I still gotta watch the entire X-Men show. You know what I mean? But let's chop this fable. Let's talk battle rap. Let's talk these dishes, what's been going on. We could talk about more politics and this, that. We could talk about more politics or whatever. But before I get in my battle rap bag, you know what I mean? I do definitely got to touch on something a little more potent. I just want to get some people tuned in, you feel me? Get some people tuned in to the live, you know what I mean? Let me my microphone be used by another app. The fuck are you talking about? Alright, what's going on, motherfuckers, you know what I mean? Nerd Rap Podcast shit for real. But yeah. Okay, make sure you can hear me. I'm tagging everybody, make sure they can hear me and shit like that. Make sure they can hear me. I think you said my mic was connected to something else. Make sure it's good. What's going on, it's motherfucking Nerd Rap Podcast, man. We gotta talk our shit, man. Monet, what's going on, man? Okay, we get you. Okay, good. Making sure my shit working. Alright. First and foremost, I'm real heavy. I did share a video about these cops that was basically telling people to arrest more black and Hispanics because they're more likely to get more qualified arrest. Nothing new. We've been hearing about this all the time, about cops who basically criminalize the black bodies because they know they get more money and meet their quotas, arrested black people for their drug and gun arrest and police in our neighborhoods. And after time, I'll be catching a nigga about an eighth when he getting on work. You feel what I'm saying? As a casual smoker, I know a lot of people who smoke weed really don't be in this shit, bro. Just, you know what I mean? You buying it and you just want to smoke before you get off. And you're being targeted by people who don't see you as human. So be careful out here. Just confirm what niggas already knew. You feel me? So salute to that. Just be careful out here. And let's get talking this fable. Now, rap beef has been going on. It's been getting a little more intense lately. We had this nigga, Chris Brown, drop a song against Quavo from the Migos. We had Quavo and the Chris Brown thing. Yo, that shit was ass. These disses ain't it. Drake, the only nigga right now actually making it funny. It's entertaining, but it ain't it. And I had another live I did on Facebook about how, like, y'all be acting like Kendrick is the most lyrical, miracle nigga in the world. And I've been asking niggas for a long time to tell me a line this nigga said that was just... You like that Chris Brown? I ain't care for that shit too much. Like, I ain't care for it too much just because the rapping wasn't all that to me. Like, he said some shit, like, it was disrespectful. Like, man, listen, bro. I'm saying the song is ass. I'm not saying he wasn't disrespectful. That's why I'm getting into the lyricism thing. As far as the disrespect to Quavo, it's the most entertaining next to Drake right now. Like, the disrespect was entertaining. Like, I was entertained by his beef. But if I was saying rapping, I say the only problem I have with Chris Brown Cole thing is that the rhyme, like, the end or ending word rhyme got super repetitive to me. Like, I'm a lyrical miracle nigga, y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all that right now. I actually like the compounded layering writing. So a lot of this rap here ain't good to me. Keep it a band with you. I don't think Kendrick that good. I don't think Drake that good. J. Cole. I don't think none of them niggas that good. But I'm trying to be unbiased. I actually think that helps with the criticism because I'm not a fan of any of them. I just say, hey, this is that. The niggas I'm a fan of, most of them niggas dead. Need to be real. Quavo doo-doo. Like, see, I'm not saying it like Quavo is better. Chris Brown is leaps and bounds better as a rapper, clearly. I'm just saying, like, Quavo can't respond to Chris Brown. What the fuck you gonna say to Chris Brown? What you gonna do? You gonna make a jingle? You gonna jig? He ain't gonna do no rapping. Quavo ain't about to do no rapping. There's no rapping that he can do. He don't rap good enough. See, the beef that usually happen around here, these niggas make Instagram posts and tweets, and they don't rap good enough. Like, if Quavo rapped good enough, we'd have a response tomorrow. See, Chris Brown can rap a little bit. You know what I mean? So he gonna drop. He gonna come out and pop that shit. But I didn't like the song. I didn't like the song. You know what I mean? But Quavo got to respond. He lost. Kendrick got to respond. He pussy. You gotta respond. A song was dropped. His man didn't say he ain't confirmed it. Drake confirmed it and tagged the nigga and said, whatever excuse you have for him not to drop, and dropped another song where he's basically telling this nigga, you need to respond. Nah, pussy, you gonna follow this through. You gotta follow it through, bro. You sent these shots, and nigga fully responded and said, yo, I want smoke. That nigga Quavo right now is... It's not that Kendrick has to respond on Drake time. It's that Kendrick did this before and niggas ignored him. He'll send shots and they send shots back. And Kendrick, that nigga's been saying, he's been coming at Drake ever since the control verse. Because then the Cypher verse, he's always been sending shots at Drake. Drake is sending shots back. Like, nigga, if I want to, I could take that whole conscious lane. So they've been sending shots at each other. But we're talking about hip hop. Hip hop happened. That nigga Drake sent the shot. He sent the shot that was directly towards Kendrick. Kendrick ain't respond. Kendrick gotta respond. This is how hip hop work, bro. If you respond way later, cause you went on a feature of some niggas who are ops and said your verse at Drake. So Drake responded. Yeah, the pressure on. He responded relatively quick in a few weeks. The pressure on. It took him 3 weeks to respond. When did Kendrick respond to anybody from control? We're going to be fair now. When did Kendrick respond to anybody from control? He almost got his ass whooped by P. Diddy. And that's why him and J. Cole fought. You know what I mean? I'm only being fair. I'm only being fair. I'm not even taking up for Drake. I'm only being fair on that one. You know what I mean? Now, if Kendrick had flamed and said, oh, you said something, fuck nigga, bow. I ain't got nothing to say at this point. And I'm saying this, I personally like Kendrick as a rapper, his style. But I just feel like, yo, like, these niggas don't really be battling nobody. They argue on Instagram. You feel me? Like, Quavo gonna make a post. He ain't gonna send no song back. You feel what I'm saying? He gonna make a post. Like, he gonna make an Instagram post. Look at 50. 50 showed y'all. That's how niggas beef now. They make an Instagram post. They don't rap. If 50 had to actually rap with Meek Mill, he might have lost. And again, I'm unbiased. I like 50 music way better. We talk about the consensus of hip-hop at the time. 50 knew he played the game on social media. This ain't social media no more. Niggas gotta rap now. That's how the beef is now. This now the old 2005 days. Niggas gotta rap now. And see, if niggas was like really in the history, I could shoot back at Drake to say, you responded this fast to Kendrick, but you ain't give Joe Budden no smoke. And that nigga rap leagues and bounds above Kendrick Lamar. Niggas forget, Joe was dropping diss upon diss on Drake. And I'm not going to hold you. He sent Drake to God's house, if we're talking about disses. The last great diss song I heard was Lupe Fiasco dissing Royce the 5'9". That was a diss song. It was lyrical. It was potent. And the nigga was barring. My nigga Smooth. What up, your favorite musician? Anybody in here, man, go follow my nigga Smooth. You feel me? He makes good music, good quality hip hop. If y'all like that boom bap shit, a nigga really rhyming, follow my nigga Smooth, bro. He definitely be putting music in. Like, it's a lot of niggas who rap well, bro. But the niggas who rap well ain't the loud niggas. It's the niggas who don't rap good. Like, this is what we wanted for Freddie and Benny. They were just fighting in real life. We wanted them niggas to really be rapping against each other. Because we knew at least the verses is going to be fire. We not getting the beef from the gangsters. We getting the beef from the nerds and the art house niggas right now. You know what I mean? Like motherfuckers are saying this is the softest beef they had, but our top rap, that gangster shit's not popular like y'all think it is. Nobody want to see gangsters really talk about killing each other, because then these dumbass niggas be feeling compelled to really do this shit. The AI trend going on. How I feel about AI in general, number one, playing with people's voices to make money, doing features or whatnot. If you ask in my opinion, I think it's robbing artists, for real. But I also feel like if I'm a nigga who got money and I want to use like Tupac's voice, but if I pay his estate and I show respect and ask his family to do something like that, you feel me? As long as it's not for promotional use, it's this gray area where you can get away with it. it's just not right to me as an artist. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with the lightness of voices. I think that's real murky water when we start using AI in these disses, because you know what I mean. It's because like he used Snoop and Tupac voices. Snoop Dogg alive, but all Snoop Dogg gotta say is I don't fuck with that. And I'm about to send some people after you, and he gonna have to take the song down. But a part of him probably know that too. So that's why he ain't really dropping it officially, because he can't. So it's a gray area for real. You feel me? Like, if I get the permission from the nigga to do the voice thing, it's one thing. Because, like, if I get my likeness out to somebody, you can do so. My only thing with AI gets weird is because if the rapper doesn't own their likeness, there's nothing they can do anyway. And a lot of niggas don't even own their likeness. Like, you know, David Banner had to, like, that's why he started wearing a goatee with the bushy fro top. The bush fade shit, where he got like the mid-tempo fade with like the high top, is because he couldn't use his original likeness, because I think Sony owned it. Sony owned that shit, so they couldn't do their original likeness. So yeah, like, so that's why it get murky for me when I'm talking about rappers. Because, like, on one hand, I think it's absolutely wrong to use AI. If the nigga's alive and well, he ain't get your permission. But shit, if I'm like, hey, bro, I can't be there, but if you want to use my voice, because technically Drake was rapping. Like, if you listen to the voice, that was Drake's cadence and how he set the bars. Like, he was rapping like himself. This nigga gonna cut my grass now and shit, bro. Alright. But, that's why I get my garage and my studio, too. But, yeah, it's a little disrespectful to me. Like Tupac's dead. So his mom's dead. So unless you asking his brother, that's a little weird to me, in my opinion. That's a little okay. Slew comedic. I see somebody. I sent, you know, I'll invite people if they show me, man. So to everybody tuning in too, you know what I mean? I'm just talking my shit. I don't really do the live that much. You feel me? I do the little content. So like, if I get more of an audience of people doing that. Do I think Drake respects hip-hop? I don't think Drake respects hip-hop any less or more than a lot of niggas don't respect hip-hop. Because I don't think a lot of niggas respect hip-hop. Oh, Mr. Oh, Wells, you in here, bro? Oh. What's up, God? But, yeah, just tap in, man. I'm just talking my shit, bro. Just tap in for real. What you think about the topic? How you feel about these little rap beef so far? Like the AI shit? Like, you know, chop and the poppy shit, bro.
Well, I feel like about rap beef ain't really the same. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing like it was in the 90s or nothing. And when it comes to this AI stuff, well, I ain't really crazy about the AI in anything, really.
Right.
Not when it comes to using other people's voices. Not even when it comes to using art, period. I feel like right. The AI thing is low key cheating.
Yeah, it's like having a how to guide as you're doing something.
Straight up.
Yeah, like I see that. Nah, I would definitely respect that. My only this what I'll say, right? When it comes to, like I said, with the AI shit, I think on its face is just wrong. The only way it works is if I'm friends with Tupac brother, I'm like, hey, bro, I want to use Tupac voice. Like what Kendrick Lamar did at the end of the Bimba Butterfly, how we kind of use clips of Tupac talking. I feel like we don't care for respect and homage shown. So if you did that to show love, I think it's the fact you used in a rap diss, that's really crazy. It's like, it's crazy. It's like, it's clever in a beef sense, but just on an artistic standpoint, I can't.
It's just a big no-no.
Yeah, it's like, nah, bro. And then you already got a ghostwriter allegations. It look crazy coming from you. It look crazy.
Yeah, so he ain't doing nothing but digging himself in a deeper hole.
Right. You was good with the first diss. Niggas gave you that. Just because Kendrick ain't saying nothing. But that second one is like, Kendrick can just respond to that in itself. And it's an automatic W now. Like, niggas not being strategic. I feel like everybody being emotional with these rap disses right now.
I don't even think they even doing any roasting or nothing. Just speaking off feelings. I mean, I know mainly. definitely music is supposed to be used as to how you feel about certain things, but when you're beefing with someone, I don't think you should put your feelings all into it, or your opponent's just gonna think they got you.
No,
like, oh, I just got him. I ruffled some feathers.
Right.
Watch this. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, that's a fact. I definitely be feeling like sometimes, like, these beefs now, like, it's like, you mentioned a name, fuck this guy, but, like, I don't remember before, like, when Mickey Fax was beefing at, beef is based off feelings, though. True, beef is based off feelings. I'll say that. Like, the feelings is always there. Like, when I went back and look at Nelly and Chingy's beef, them niggas was beefing purely off feelings, bro. Like, one dude took a line wrong, and it was over with. It just wasn't the internet to exasperate this shit. Like, you didn't have a million other niggas chiming into a beef until it was already public. You know what I mean? Like, by the time we heard about Nelly and Chingy beefing, niggas, it'd have been some fights, some shootouts. You know what I mean? Like we're by the time we catch it, however they stand, we already, like, 50 Cent and Ja Rule were beefing in the hood. Like, yeah. Their beef was purely a street beef. It was not a rap beef. I think we got so we didn't realize how adjacent the streets was to hip hop in the 90s. Like, half them niggas were street niggas who just so happened to be good at rapping.
Yeah.
So, like, 50 Cent got shot 9 times. Supreme put a hit out on him. There was a group chat with Irv. John, all them niggas were joking and laughing, saying, finally, we got this nigga. They wanted him dead, bro. They did not like 50, bro. Like, that was not rap beef. They wanted him dead, bro. His man, Shorty Mac, he got killed. That's why he bought Mike Tyson's joint, because Mike Tyson's friend was partially involved in when he got... Like, it was a real beef.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely real.
Niggas was dying, so, like... These beefs now that we get, we think they're so soft because we don't realize how real a lot of those beefs were back then. They were real. They were too real. That was a problem. That's why they like Puff Daddy. Yeah,
nowadays, even though they is beefing, they try not to escalate it that high now.
You feel like people, like, we don't give ourselves credit as a community, bro. Like, when you see, like, the Yo Gotti's and whatnot beefing and Young Dolph, like, that's real. People are dying. That's why that beef scene, the people are dead. Like Yo Gotti brother died behind that shit.
That's some crazy stuff. That's another thing they do need to take account for when it comes to beefing. Like, but, like, it can always end up violent and stuff. So when J. Cole was talking about this apology stuff, and telling the audience, you know, that they be thriving on that kind of drama.
Right.
I see where he was coming from, because he's saying they want chaos, and that's all the beef is just gonna bring. Which, well, that's the purpose of it, but it shouldn't be that bad. You know what I'm saying?
I think
we're to the point where someone's getting killed or whatnot.
I should say
since it's TikTok.
I'm gonna keep it real. I'm a little. I still don't agree with him apologizing, but I do think he should have spent the block and still address his fans to make sure, hey, I still love that brother. I still respect that brother. Like, same way Kendrick did after Control. That's why I don't really give Kendrick no flame for it, because he still went out and said, I love them niggas, bro. It's just rap. Like, you know, I think I'm better than y'all.
He didn't say on Control that he got love for them all, but he got to do what he got to do.
I love y'all, bro. Like, don't get it confused. Like, y'all as men, bro, I wish y'all much success. I just think I'm better than y'all, and I have to prove that today. Like, that's just what it is. As long as you know that, you know it ain't no beef. I think, it, like, because they're not gangsters. I think J. Cole didn't have to apologize, but, like, I do now seeing how catty and chatty patty this beef is getting, it's like, I'd have bowed out too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have bowed out too. And then you find out he had a feature on the same fucking mixtape that Kendrick on with Metro Boomin. So it's like, you probably just wanted to say, hey, bro, let me not get involved in that because it's going to look crazy as hell. So I was like, I ain't mad at it. I'm just like, yeah. Yeah, J. Cole.
It's like two sides to it. Like, a lot of people are really mad about it, but other people just like, yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's how I'm at with it. Like, but as far as, like in battle rap, like, we get this all the time. So, like, that's why I be in mainstream hip-hop and I be disappointed, because I be go to battle rap, but niggas be sending disses, niggas be talking all type of shit, bro. You hanging with people that killed your cousin. It's like, oh my gosh. No, battle rap, you like, we get all this. So we come to music, like, yeah, the mainstream dude beefing again. But I fucked your girl. It's like, okay, bro.
Cole was like, I want peace. Well, she can't blame him. But at the same time, though, when you're beefing someone, you can't expect peace.
I mean, the two things, bro. This beef wasn't that serious. I'm gonna stand on that shit. That beef wasn't that serious. It was never that serious, bro. I think niggas was projecting their feelings of the beef they should have did this and had this energy for. Like, where was this energy when Young Dolph and Yo Gotti were beefing? Where was this energy telling them men to meet his brothers? Let's sit down. Let's talk business. Let's de-escalate this. Let's talk to our fans. Hunter Cone Breezy when he was having beefs with niggas. Finesse two times. NBA Young Boy having beef with niggas. Where, like, people... Like, where... These youngins be needing this intervention. J. Cole and Kendrick ain't need that.
I think you read about that.
They didn't need that. But we don't mind those guys killing themselves because of their type of music. See, our good rappers, we can't let them beef. Oh, no. We don't got that many of them. But if we gave a fuck about good rapping, we wouldn't be concerned with good rappers battling each other. Because that's what good rappers do. That's competitive.
True, yeah. We got few enough good rappers as it is without them tearing each other apart.
Do y'all think Drake been doing dirt behind the scenes? Oh, yes, bro. Hey, listen. Before I got into, like, heavy politics, I wanted to be a hip-hop journalist. So one of these things you had to go behind, these little rumors and stories. Just from rumors and stories, Drake be out here fucking people, girls. Inboxing people, girls, flying them out. Like, he does atypical, no morality man shit. Like, when you bring your wife to the cookout and everybody cooking, but then you get home, realize this nigga inboxing your wife. Like, he do that type of weird shit. Like, that's Drake. I get it. But to be fair, if y'all beefing over women that aren't your, like, committed partner or wives, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, bro, if you just met her at the club and popped her off and your friend did it the next day, that's a little weird just because, like, bro, I don't like no man following behind me like that if you know that's someone I'm talking to. But I'm not going to, like, hate you for that. Just like, okay, when it comes to, like, women, you act a little weird. So I'm not going to do, we're not, no hunting with you, my brother. Like, I'll go on my own.
Really don't want to feel like it's my turn. I'd rather just have her just be like, okay, she's my girl, and then instead of just being like, it's just my turn, so it's your turn, like passing her around like a blunt or something. No, I ain't with that.
I mean, but to be fair, I always hold dudes to that same account too, because fellas preach that brotherhood shit, but really don't be living by that. Like my brother used to live by shit. Like, if a girl that I know you talk to hits me up, I'm like, hey, bro, you used to talk to my brother. I can't do that. It's weird.
Right.
Because I don't know if he still like you or not. Like, and it's not on some, you know, whatever shit. It's like, hey, like, I don't, you know, niggas lie. Oh, man, that's just a girl I'm fucking with. You like that girl, bro. But people be so anti-feelings, they don't want to admit that shit. So you end up messing with a girl because I had a fallout one time. And I know how a lot of you rappers got that. I had a fallout one time with a guy. He had jumped in front of me. I was talking to a girl. And then one day I found out he had messed with her. Basically knowing I liked her, but talked to her anyway. I hate it. I ain't dating her. Cool, I got that. So years later, she wanted to talk to me. And he got emotional. And it's like, bro, how can you do this, bro? Like, you, how? So I don't like her like that. Yeah, you did, bro. But you didn't think about if I liked her like that. You didn't give a damn. And dude, do that, and then be mad that, but it's like, bro, why are you this emotional over this, bro? If you didn't care, you could have just told me you like shorty. I'd have say that. Stop lying about your feelings and then be mad when someone believes you.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? And so a lot of these rappers be out here. Yeah, like, these rappers be like, fuck these bitches and these hoes and this, that, and third. And then a dude mess with one of your bitches and hoes. And now all of a sudden, you hate a nigga. Why you hate him, bro? You don't value this woman. Look what you refer to her as. I fucked your bitch. So you didn't care if anyone else did.
Right.
You feel me? Like, you can't preach this heavy girl don't mean shit thing, and then the main reason y'all going to war is because of y'all unspoken on feelings for said bitches. shit, shit weird.
It's just gonna cause all kinds of confusion, you know what I'm saying? And just making people be like, is this nigga serious?
Because all of them are talking, like, even with Rick Ross, and you message my girl. Bro, so this is the basis. But y'all be on y'all songs, literally doing everything but sexual assault. So at this point, nigga, I don't want to hear you play, say, Captain Women's Ally now, nigga. Y'all don't care about that shit. That doesn't matter. Like, stop, bro. I don't want the same energy, bro. Sometimes I do wish the gangsters were beefing again. Because at least when the gangsters beef, there was no compromise. Hey, bro. I said, fuck. Hey, bro, I don't like you because I think you're pussy. I put hands on you before, so I'm going to talk about you how I feel like it. I'm not saying it's right, but it's like, at least there's something primal I can respect there. You're beefing over people.
Yeah, like theirs is like more reasonable, you know?
It's like, it's not agreeable, but it's more, no. I at least understand it on a primal level of, hey, bro, I just think you're weak, so I do what I want. You know, I at least respect it a little bit. But when it's like, yo, man, you message a girl that I tell people I don't care about all the time. So why are we here?
True, right?
Like, Future and them beefing, they made a whole mixtape. It's just weird. Like, these rap beefs are tender. But I think that's the result of having safe rappers. Like, we didn't want the gangster shit killing our kids. We got it now. But now we got these singing ass, I want to apologize ass rap niggas now. That's what we have. Like, that's what we got now. I'm not here for it. Okay.
These industry dudes know they're sharing skirts.
Yeah, bro, I'm not here for that shit, bro. Like, I want rap to be where, like, niggas came to rap good and say, I'm better than you again. So, if y'all listen to Cyphers, go listen to, like, Hot 97 or, like, you know, they got L.A. Cyphers where they have, like, the rappers come to spit bars. That's where we go to get good rapping now, because you're not hearing it from these niggas. They don't rap good.
Yeah, I feel like you gotta listen to Cyphers or some underground rappers to hear some good bars nowadays. Because most of this industry stuff, they just saying the same old thing.
Listen, man, just listen to Freddie Gibbs. I'm telling you, you like that 90s shit. Let's go listen to you some Freddie Gibbs. You put on some Conway the Machine. Again, they got Eli Z from Detroit. Like, I got one new dude. His name is Mike Floss. I think he's dope. Like, these niggas really be rapping out here, man. Like, niggas do be rapping out here, bro. They're not popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, hey, bro, I do appreciate you joining in. I'm gonna go ahead and tap in, see if another guest wants to jump on, man. But hey, if you want to keep following, and I'm gonna do these like probably every weekend, man. If you see one jump in, man, we pop shit, bro.
Sorry, I appreciate the invite. Shoot, I'm probably gonna give me a little nap in and stuff, but I work throughout the night.
Ah, nigga, do your thing, bro, man. It's all good. I'm on vacation and shit, so I got time. But man, peace and blessings, bro, man.
All right, peace out, bro.
Hey, man, that was good, man. Salute to God, man. Anyone want to jump in, man? I got about an hour to do this episode, man. Hey, man, I might just start going live on the fucking TikTok, man. Fuck Facebook, bro. Nigga, being real. But nah, man, that shit. Salute to bro, man. Definitely, man. Tap in anytime, bro, and just follow. Just, you know, the more lives I get, more people jump in. I know I be doing a lot of political shit, man. But like, bro, I'm not a nigga who be out here stressing. But life is good. Life is wonderful. All you niggas have to do is focus on positivity. These rap niggas, I have y'all thinking that they about to crash out. These niggas is about to cry at their mama house because the nigga said their name. Like, Rick Ross is calling him a white boy. It's just, it's like, all right, bro. Okay. Okay. All right, bro. Rick Ross, you done paid $1 million to them gangster disciples. He is. He half white. I mean, hey, man, I don't want to play into that people who are half white or half black aren't black or not. I think it's solely based on who they align themselves with. Do I feel Drake aligns himself with whiteness? I don't know. I know, you know what I mean? Drake definitely considers himself black. So, he's just not political. I don't know, bro. I don't expect every nigga to be Malcolm X. Personally, because the niggas that act like Malcolm X, they end up being Klan member like niggas to me. I don't think he a white boy. I can't say he a white boy. That's like, I think he does shit in the culture like a prima donna. know what I mean? I think we weren't used to a rapper this big who was just this regular. Like, he's not gangster at all. He don't be fighting niggas. Like, he got pissed on at a point. He got slapped. Like, Drake's a regular dude. He's not a gangster. You know what I mean? Like, some of these niggas are gangster. Sienna, what do you want? This is my, look at this nigga. What do you want, baby? You gotta go potty? What's up, baby? Oh my gosh. He really cosplay black culture, though. I'm gonna say this about like Drake and like that black culture joint. If we're not gonna hold any other artists who do the same, then Drake just gets like hurt by proxy. I think a lot of niggas do that who like play defense of white or black sensibilities. So I think Drake definitely does have some shit. He wore blackface as a point. It was explained that was literally a commentary on blackface as part of a theater arts project, because we forget he was acting. He would give me examples of like other people who cosplay like black culture and hip hop. Okay, I got to think. Some could say that Jay-Z and Beyonce's push for black excellence and black liberation is oftentimes used as like a way to just endorse black capitalism. And if you know any black revolutionary literature, anytime you try to align a mechanism of the system against its destruction, there's always an insidious reason why they're the benefactor to that. So who else, as far as black culture, who else really cosplay? Damn, now I think about it, I'm thinking of a bunch of like not black people, so you might have a point. You might have a point. I'm only thinking of non-black people now. I'm like, okay, all right. Nah, you got that shit. That nigga don't be, that nigga like he might be cooning on the low. Yeah, I don't know. If you want to say that, I can look at Drake, because I remember him from Degrassi. So, like, he definitely always was, like, adjacent to whiteness. Like, he was always the black guy in white spaces. Because he started rapping on Degrassi. I grew up watching Degrassi. Sienna, go in the house. Go home. You need to go outside? Go outside, then. Hey, what do y'all take this dog outside? Now he's an actor and doing that as a rapper. Oh, yeah, he's an actor. You know what I mean? Now, if you want to talk about niggas who acted, I don't want to do that, man. Degrassi was enough for me. Hey, bro, I'm going to keep it a man. I grew up watching Degrassi. Me and my sister used to watch that shit, because we had the Noggin channel. It was a Canadian. We had Time Warner Cables. You know, it had like a bunch of 1,000 channels and shit. So it had Noggin. So I remember we watching Degrassi going to school, knowing we know what the fuck we were talking about. Because, you know, we around niggas, but, you know, we watching Degrassi and shit. It's like, oh, man, I mean, shit, this shit interesting. This is dramatic. All this drama and shit. It was really no show. I think they had one show about the black kids who was going to school, but there was only one season. Yeah, I'm only 30. I grew up on Degrassi. You know, there was one show, like, I forgot, it was on Nickelodeon. It was like these two brothers who grew up. I think their father died, so the older brother was like the dad. And it was on Nickelodeon. It was about these black dudes in the hood. It was a really good show. I just forgot what it was. And it's not like they were gangsters. He was raising his brothers. And I was like, that was a really good show. And it was mainly high school shit, too. That was a really good show. It just didn't last long. You know what I mean? They had shows like that on like Nick at Night. They didn't last long. But yeah, Drake was always, when he started rapping, I remember niggas saying, yo, Drake. I'm like, who? And I remember I finally saw the nigga. My older daughter. Yeah, man, I'm slick and youngin' for real. You know, like they to niggas in their teenage years, I got called Unk the other day. But yeah, that yeah, Degrassi was dope. I like Degrassi. I just feel like in my opinion, with Drake, I definitely feel like he pulled a lot from different aspects of black culture and kind of used them. Like, a lot of people don't like how we use Houston culture. You feel me? They don't really care about how he was doing, like, Houston culture for real. As far as, like, just appropriating it for a large audience. I think niggas didn't really care for that, how he was doing that. And I do understand it from that perspective of, you thinking Drake is, you know, he's playing like lip service to aspects of black culture, from Houston culture to, like, you know, regional cultures and shit. Because before, I don't know, nigga, remember, he was heavy at, like, a Joe Budden type of rap nigga, for real. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't really on that time. So, he used to really rap a lot to Joe Budden, to Mickey Fax. That was Drake's lane at first. But then out of the blue, it's just, you know, 6 a.m. in Houston, and it's the more the slow, drowned out vocals, this heavy Houston flow. And don't get it fucked up. I love that shit, bro. When Mike Jones, Paul Wall, you know, you had niggas come out with that Houston shit, Weezy gave him juice. We gonna be 1,000 with Drake, Nicki Minaj, or anybody Lil Wayne co-sign. At the time, co-sign, and I'm not even a Lil Wayne fan, but respect where respect due. We unbiased here. That nigga's one of the greatest rappers of all time. His work ethic's undeniable. It's undeniable. When he put Drake on, that Young Money stamp literally solidified him in the game. I don't think niggas understand that. Drake is an icon because Lil Wayne was an icon. I can't stand Lil Wayne. I don't think, you know, niggas, you say you fire. And don't get it fucked up. I've heard, like, Lil Wayne legitimately is good. Like, I've heard a song, but this nigga's really rhyming. Like, he really looking rap. Like, he did a cypher with Young Money where I thought he was trash the whole time. And for, like, the last 40 seconds, he just starts spazzing out the blue. I'm like, bro, why don't you do this all the time, bro? Like, why don't you do this all the time? Bro, like, why don't you actually rhyme? What's up? What's up, buddy? Hey, can y'all take a Sienna out? Yeah. And you know, all that food is in the refrigerator here. All of it? Yep. Good. So.
Just because I'm bored, I can't just.
I am in a second. I'll be letting y'all know it's there too. But make sure Sienna gets taken outside, okay? But yeah, like, I. Oh yeah, man, y'all do your thing, man. I ain't politicking, man. It's Nerd Rap Podcast, man. Salute for you joining in. But yeah, to be honest, man, I'm probably gonna wrap it up my goddamn self, man. I'm spending time with my kids, man. With motherfucking Nerd Rap Podcast, man. I salute to y'all joining in on the TikTok live. We definitely gonna do more of these. Salute.